This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, and my co-host next to me is RJ. And for the first time ever, you guys can follow us and the whole team on Because We Win on Twitter. That's at Because We Win. So, yeah, we're excited to be back for this is match day 4 of the Liga MX season. Hasn't been great to us, you know, full disclosure, so far this season, but you know, we look over the results every single week, and the big thing is like, are the reads good? Reads have been pretty good for both of us. We've been a goal away here and there, just not really getting breaks so far, but you know, we're going to stay at it, and we had a great postseason last year, and we're positive that things will turn, and you know, results will start coming in. But yeah, we're ready to get it going, right?
Yeah, we're ready. The tides will eventually turn, and you know, match day 4, like I said, the data will build. We'll get to a nice spot. But again, confident in the reads. They've been close. A lot of red cards. It's kind of been wacky the first few weeks. But like anything else, regression or the sort of Murphy's Law, things will kind of settle out and get to where we want them to be. So
absolutely
ready to kick it off.
Right on. And we're never excuse makers here, but there have been an abnormal amount of VAR red cards and all kinds of shenanigans here through the first 3 match weeks. But, you know, if you know anything about good sports bettors, if you ever see them on a little bit of a down dip, it's usually a good time to hop on. And hopefully you guys will hop on and ride some of these picks with us. But without further ado, we'll go ahead and get into it. If you want to start us off, RJ, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll kick us off, Cooper. The first play I'll be on for match day 4 is a matchup between Cruz Azul and Puebla. The match is the 23rd, which is Saturday, 8:05 p.m. Eastern time. A matchup is between first place, you know, with 7 points, Puebla versus 12th place, Cruz Azul. You know, this matchup is a big one. And it's basically because, you know, you have Cruz Azul coming off a 3-2 loss against Atlas, right? Atlas is a strong side. They have been the last 2 tournaments. And Cruz Azul look good. They put up some shots. They held their own. And, you know, at the end of the day, from an XG perspective, well, first off, Cruz Azul have found the net in all 3 matches so far to start this tournament. From an XG perspective, they have a 2.1 adjusted shot base SG, which is the highest, a second highest so far, only to Atlas. Yeah. So at this point, I expect Puebla to find the back of the net, because Cruz Azul, based on what I've watched, based on the match reviews and things of that nature, they appear to have serious defensive woes, right? They've allowed 7 goals through 3 matches, which is a decent amount, right? Especially in Liga MX, right? This isn't a league where, you know, the average goal total is over 3 or even around 3. You got to kind of pick and choose here. But Cruz Azul are having defensive issues. They're also finding the back of the net. And I think after 2 straight losses, they're going to be on their heels, right? They're going to be hungry. And I expect Puebla to also find the back of the net. So this was a fairly easy play for me to spot. I see a back and forth kind of game with a decent pace. So my play is over 2.5 goals at -105.
Yeah. First of all, good price tag on that. Just to play devil's advocate here, as we do sometimes on the show, I'm looking at Cruz Azul and their results. They have allowed 7 goals through the first 3 games, which is not good. But in those 3 games, they've played arguably the 3 best teams in the league. So, you know, Tigres, Pachuca, and Atlas, who won the whole thing last season. That's who Cruz Azul has played. But Cruz Azul is a heavyweight themselves. So, you know, we kind of touched on it last season when talking about this team in the playoffs. This isn't the same Cruz Azul that used to have, you know, arguably the best defensive setup in the league. They're playing a different style of football right now, and it's not defense first. Maybe you're never trying to play bad defense, but they realize their, you know, inefficiencies on defense, and they're trying to get forward and play more of an attacking style of football. So I think this is good. Also, we like riding Puebla to find the back of the net early in the season. Same thing as last year. They were a wag in the first 10 games. So this is still early enough where, you know, big surprise, Puebla, three matches into the season, is sitting atop the standings. So
yep.
Definitely like this look. Hopefully we get an entertaining affair with no red cards. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so sure of that. I was actually looking for card markets on some of the books. Those are tough to spot. But if you have a book that offers red cards in the Liga MX matches, I mean, you know, take a pick and there's a good chance it will hit, especially the way things have been. But
definitely lately, for sure. But we're putting that behind us. So moving on to the next match that we're covering, this will be my first official play for the show, looking at Tigres and Atlas. This is Saturday as well, the 23rd. If you follow the league at all, you know that this is a big heavyweight matchup. Atlas has won the league two out of the last three seasons. Obviously, Tigres is, you know, a huge, very, very popular team with a big payroll and some big name players. But most notably is their last head-to-head, which last season in the playoffs was one of the craziest playoff ties I've ever witnessed. You know, Tigres goes on the road to Guadalajara, gets down 0-3 to Atlas, takes it back home, gets up 4-1. So now it's tied 4-4. 90 minute plus 10. So the 100th minute of the match, Atlas is awarded a penalty, puts it away, moves on to the final of the Clausura season on an aggregate score of 5-4. So that was absolutely insane. Obviously, these clubs have history playing against each other in high scoring affairs. And then looking ahead to this season now, we talked a little bit about analytics and expected goal. Tigres is actually number one at home in expected goals this season. They've looked really good at home as far as creating chances. Atlas, usually really, really sturdy at the back, have not been as sturdy this year. They played a 2-3 road loss at Toluca, beat Cruz Azul at home 3-2. So they're a little bit lax defensively to start the season. And I don't know if it was the short break. You know, we were talking about it before the show. I don't know if it's the short break, if it's some of these guys are looking ahead to the World Cup, but there's been a little bit of a lack of focus in this league. And it's hard to spot because it's not the same thing on every team. But for this Atlas team specifically, they haven't been as good on defense. And I think we could be in for another shootout here. So I'm going to take Tigres and Atlas over 2.25 goals at a -110. I think you have a really good chance to cash this. And if not cash, you know, you only lose half your risk if it ends up on two goals. But I think these teams are going to get after it. They're fully rested. You know, obviously we talked about their history. A little bit of player news for this match. You got Andre Pierre Gignac, who is a star striker for Tigres. He is in a little bit of controversy at the moment because he didn't get the vaccine, and like that's potentially affecting him playing in the MLS Liga MX All-Star game, which I don't know why it matters if you can play in Liga MX. Mm-hmm. Why can't you play against the MLS teams? I'm not sure about the league rulings, but it came out that he had an Achilles problem and that's why he was going to miss it. And now they're saying it's because he doesn't have the vaccine. So I just have him written down as questionable. I would assume he plays, but the news has been kind of shaky. But even if he doesn't play, you got Cordoba, who comes back from a red card, who can fill in. And obviously the newcomer, Jordi Caicedo, made his debut last match, looked pretty good, had a big chance that he hit it right off the goalkeeper's face, but he had energy, it was fast. So I definitely like goals in this one, Tigres and Atlas over 2.25.
Yeah. How do you pronounce his last name again? I want to make sure I get it right.
It's Gignac.
Gignac. Yeah. I did know that, but it always slips the mind. So Gignac, he also got hurt last match in the 77th minute. He left on a stretcher. So there's what you stated, but they're saying he might have a decent injury.
Okay.
I don't know if it's long-term or not, but I truthfully, you know, I never base my plays or calls on one player. Right. I know there's always controversy or other handicappers, you know, do, and they obviously have their own opinion and everybody does, but personally, I never like to do that or place that on a match. You know, I guess if I have a team total, I'd consider it, but you know, at the end of the day, these are professional players. It's like next man up mentality. And yeah, I wouldn't be too concerned here with that news.
Absolutely. And again, you know, Tigres does have players that are looking for the opportunity. So the total is low enough here that I want it whether he goes or not. If he goes, it's a bonus. If he doesn't, I'm still going to be on
like
for at least a unit. But what do you have for your second play, RJ?
Cooper, my second play is going to be on the 24th, which is Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Pachuca versus Pumas. I'm looking at a team total here. I like Pachuca team total over 1.5 at minus 108. Pachuca coming off a 1-1 draw against Mazatlan. They recorded 23 shots, and you know it's worth noting that they haven't been beaten at home in their last 19 home matches and 20 out of the last 23 Primera Division matches. Pumas play Sunday, but they also play Wednesday. So, you know, they play midweek, whereas as Pachuca does not. They have, you know, I don't know. We talked about this at the beginning of the show too, that, you know, when teams have sort of that midweek matchup thrown in, right? I think from a coaching perspective, from a player perspective, you know, you don't have that week break and, you know, there's fatigue and there might be some rotation here. Pumas return home in a pretty favorable matchup. And I expect them, and I'm not going to say they're going to overlook Pachuca here, but Pachuca have a nice spot coming off a draw. They're a very strong team at home. I do like their money line at minus 120. But you know, you never know in this league, red cards and things of that nature. I just felt like team total was the safest play, in a matchup that I liked for them. And, I think they'll net two here, against this, vulnerable Pumas side, especially on the road and at minus 108. Shop around, you know, but I found minus 108 here on Bet Rivers.
Yeah, another good price there from RJ. You know, I almost, because I watched the Pachuca and the Mazatlan game, I almost wonder if Pachuca themselves were actually overlooking Mazatlan ahead to this Pumas match. Because, like, I watched that game really closely. I watched, you know, all the way through the whole 90 minutes. Mazatlan doesn't look good. I mean, they don't have roster talent anywhere near the rest of the league, in my opinion. They lost a couple of guys from their playoff team last year. And even then, it was like they were just playing great team ball to even get into the playoffs. And they just don't have it, man. Like they scored off of, you know, one of only a couple shots on target against Pachuca. Pachuca ends up scoring in the last minute to make it 1-1. But like you said, they had like four big chances, tons of shots. With Pumas coming to town here, their schedule is congested. It's starting to pile up. You know, they played that club friendly against Celta Vigo as well. We talked about that last week. Like they started like a bunch, basically their whole starters and played 90 minutes and then played a league match.
Yeah.
In a club friendly. So schedule congestion should be a factor for Pumas. And on top of that, Pumas is just dreadful defensively. So I think, look, I didn't like what I saw out of Pachuca last game, but I'm okay with writing it off as a one-time thing. Like they sleepwalked through the match. You can't sleepwalk here against a big time opponent in Pumas. And I think it's going to be a barrage on the Pumas goal. So probably really good implied odds on this one, especially at that price tag. I really like it.
Yeah. Well, glad you agree, buddy. That makes me feel better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's usually a good sign when we both agree. Moving on to our last game here. This is my second and final official play of the show. I'm going to go with Club León, first half team total, over a half. And that is at a -110. And just so everyone knows here, this is going to be match day 5, but it's a Tuesday match. So Club León takes on actually Chivas Guadalajara the night of this recording on the road, and then they get basically a full week off to come back home and play this match next Tuesday. This is the 26th, hosting Toluca. So this León team for me, they've been one of the bright spots of this entire first 3 or 4 match weeks of Liga MX. To me, they look great. Their attack has really improved. You know, they've got Victor Davila back, who was their leading scorer from last year, and they went out and got Joel Campbell from Monterrey. He's a good role player. You don't want him to be the guy, but he's a good role player. They've got him out wide. And then they added this this Lucas Diorio, this Argentinian guy who was a stud in the Chilean league. And he's awesome, dude. Like if I can find odds on the golden boot for this league, I want to sprinkle this guy because he's 6'3". He runs like an antelope. I mean, this guy's a monster, bro. I mean, like from a physical and talent perspective, Lucas Diorio is to me like the newcomer of the year for this league. He looks fantastic. We're only 3 weeks into this season, but so León, they've created 12 big chances in the first 3 matches. This is a team that scored 3 goals at home against Pumas on a red card with 10 men. And it wasn't lucky. Like, they were pouring them in. So very talented attack. I like what the new manager is doing here. And then you got Toluca coming in, who's not a bad club, but Toluca is really, they're kind of like Tijuana, really night and day, home and away. Like, fade Tijuana on the road, I'm going to fade Toluca on the road. And they are, I would say, a little bit improved from last season, but they were still number one in expected goals allowed last season. So not a world-class defense by any means. And the reason I'm backing León to get on the board in the first half here, because I don't want to mess with red cards, and I also don't trust León's defense. So, if you don't have a first half team total, I don't mind the full game total, but really prefer that first half team total for my official play.
Yeah, as you said, the newcomer Diorio looks good. He's got a goal in every match, scored two when they were shorthanded. I like the take. I mean, you know, it's tough to trust sides, but early coming off 2 draws, you know, Toluca's coming off a 1-0 loss against Club America. That game was kind of shady to begin with. You know, they look pretty good against Atlas. They look surprisingly good. To be truthful with you, but León is the stronger side. And what was the price on this?
This is -110.
Okay. Yeah, that's around even. So that's not too bad. It's pretty favorable, especially for 45 minutes. So I'm with you.
Absolutely. Well, that's our 4 plays for the week. We will just kind of wrap it up here and review them. Just before we wrap it up, just make sure you guys are please following the channel, hit the thumbs up. That always does us a lot of good. And I'll just go through my 2 first. So again, I'm on Tigres and Atlas over 2.25 at -110. And then I'm on León, first half team total over half. So just need him to score in the first half, also at -110.
Very good. I am on Cruz Azul versus Puebla, the 23rd, which is Saturday, 8:05 p.m. Eastern time. I'm on over 2.5 goals at -105. Second matchup is Sunday, Pachuca versus Pumas. Matchup is 8 p.m. on Sunday, and I'm on Pachuca team total over 1.5 at -108.
Fantastic, RJ. All right. Well, best of luck to us this week and anybody that tails, and hopefully we can right the ship, and we got a long season ahead of us. So we're confident that we can turn it around and have a nice profitable year, but appreciate everybody tuning in and see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.